Welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We're glad you could join us today. The Northern Nerd is the Northwoods entertainment, media, and creative hub. Each show includes different guests that come from all walks of life with stories to share. Enjoy our latest episode. Like the Northern Nerd Podcast and other things created by the Northern Nerd, please consider supporting us by going to our online store at www.thenorthernnerd.com/online store. And there you're going to find our hats, our coffee mugs, our t-shirts, and not just stuff with our logos on them, but other things with the Northwoods in mind. If you go there right now and you go to checkout and you type in promo code podcast as you're checking out, you're going to get 10% off your next order. Please consider supporting the Northern Nerd, and thank you for being a nerd. Everybody, welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. On tonight's episode, it's just me, and I'm going to talk about the life of a DJ, because I know all of you are just so curious, and you can't wait to hear what the life of a DJ is like. No, I'm just kidding. But after DJing 16 weddings this year and having one of my craziest years yet, I think it was just time. It's time now to just stop and reflect a little bit on some of my favorite weddings, some of the things I do as a DJ, some of my top weddings that I've DJed, traditions that I have, thoughts that I have, and what the future might hold as far as my DJing career goes. So let's just get into it. So how I got started DJing was I used to actually travel around with my dad. So my dad was a DJ for over 25 years, and he actually just retired this past year, actually a year ago today, on his 50th birthday from DJing. He thought that nobody wanted to see a 50-year-old DJ DJing like high school dance or their wedding anymore. So he decided to hang him up. But I actually, I was kind of under his wing when I was a little kid. I remember taking along on some of his stuff when I was like 8 years old, 9 years old, some of the earlier weddings that he did. And I remember actually bringing like a sleeping bag some nights and just falling asleep behind some of his DJ equipment while he continued to play music for people throughout the night. But when I really got into DJing and got my start was when I was 13. I DJed my eighth grade dance. And one of the best memories about that was kind of going throughout the school and asking people, hey, what do you want to hear at the dance? And pass around a piece of notebook paper and people writing down their requests. And then playing those requests at the dance, it just made me feel awesome. And that's kind of where I got that first taste of DJing, and it was something that I wanted to do. Now, fast forward to 2015, then I started my own DJ business, and it was kind of a slow start, to be honest. I didn't really know how to market it that well, and I didn't know what I was doing as far as that goes. I just knew that I wanted to play dances, I wanted to do weddings, I wanted to do anything that I could do to get my name out there. So I started off my first year, I only had 3 weddings, and I had to try to market quite a bit on Facebook, and then just pretty much said yes to anything. So whether it was like a graduation party, a Christmas party, somebody's fundraiser, and then weddings here and there. And then just word kind of started to spread that I was a DJ in town and that my dad didn't do it anymore. And well, at the time he was still doing it, but my dad was starting to wind down from it. And from that point on, that's when I really got established, and I didn't have to do any marketing as far as my DJ business went since 2015. So since then, it's all just been word of mouth and people recommending me. And if you've been one of those people that's recommended me to somebody, I thank you greatly for that, because that's been pretty awesome. It helps me keep the lights on at my house, make my car payments, all that kind of stuff. And I appreciate it. So I love what I do. And I think the best part of the job is seeing all these people on their best day. So it's everybody coming together to celebrate this couple that hopefully they both love. I haven't really seen anybody where it's been like, yeah, I absolutely hate this groom or I hate this bride. No, it's everybody coming together and celebrating and just seeing the glow on people's faces when they finally see one of their family members or one of their friends get married. It's just something really spectacular. And then the fact that I get to bring the party to the place just makes it that much better too. So I think that's one of the best parts of the job. If you were to ask me what the worst part of DJing is, I would probably have to tell you the people that make constant song requests. Not that I'm against people requesting songs, because sometimes that really helps me as a DJ when it's kind of a slower night and not I wasn't given like too much direction on what kind of music the couple likes or what kind of music the people on the dance floor are going to like. It just helps me with a couple of requests, get those started, and I can kind of bounce around. But if you're a person that comes up and makes request after request about and songs that nobody's heard before, just know that I am not a big fan of you. I'm just coming out and saying it right now. as harsh as that may be. Yeah, not a big fan of those kind of people that just come up and are like, you need to play my song. I'm like, this is not really a dancing song, but like, yeah, but I love it. But it kind of depends on the event too. If it's like at a bar, sure, I'll play it. I'm not ruining somebody's night by playing that song. Hopefully that song doesn't bring back bad memories or something like that. But if it's a wedding and somebody requests like a B-side of an album that maybe only three people on earth have heard and they constantly come up and ask me to play it, not really a huge fan. And especially like the more drunk they get, the more that they come up like, when are you going to play the song? When are you going to play the song? I'm just like, yeah, I'm not going to get around to it. And if I'm at like a hotel and they have Wi-Fi at hotels and I tell you that I can't get the song, it's because I'm not going to play the song. I'll be honest with you guys. There are times if you hear these lines from a DJ, I'll get around to it. That song's probably not going to be played. If you hear, yeah, I'll see if I can do that. Probably not going to play it. These are universal DJ lines. If you hear, yeah, I can do that. I'll definitely play that. They're probably going to play it. Okay. It all depends on how you read their face. If they're like really excited about it and they're like, wow, that was a great idea. Or sometimes I'll have people come up to me and even say like, they're going to request a song, but for some odd reason, I already had that song like playing next. It's amazing to see these people's faces light up like, what? And I'll show them on my screen that I had the song queued up. That happened not too long ago. I'm trying to think what song it was. I think it was Hips Don't Lie or like Frigolicious or something like that. Some song from the early 2000s. And this lady's mind was just absolutely blown. But sometimes like, I think people think that DJs don't have that great of hearing. And to be honest, I really don't. But sometimes I have some selective hearing where there's a group of people talking, maybe like 15 feet away from me or something like that. And sometimes I can tune in and they'll be talking about a song like, oh, wouldn't it be great if you played this one? And then I'll play that song next and just watch their faces go, what? That's what makes the nights go really well, I think, is when you're able to shock people like that. Also, the worst part about DJing is the old people that always need the music turned down. So you're trying to get the party going, right? And you're trying to play some contemporary music, some modern music that might have a little more bass than this great-grandma's did back in the 50s or 60s. Might pack a little more punch than that, and they're not used to it. And they're not a big fan of it. And they're going to let you know that. And they're going to come up and they're going to say, can you turn the music down? And most of the time, what I do is I just like pretend to nudge it a little bit, give them a thumbs up, and they'll give me the thumbs up. And I'll say like, yeah, thank you for doing that. Well, in actuality, I never actually turn the music down because the party doesn't stop. I'm going to be honest. I'm giving you guys like all my secrets here. And you can feel free to share them with the elderly people in your life. If they're going to be at a future event that I'm DJing, I'm totally fine with that. I'll have to come up with something else, you know, but I'm just letting you guys know how it is as a DJ here. I want to say like the top three weddings that I've ever done. And I want to say like two of them. All right. I got to put it to top five because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but also at the same time, I want to be honest with you guys as well. So there was two weddings I did this past summer that were like, ooh, all right, three weddings actually. Okay. So I did a couple weddings in Milwaukee. One of them was my buddy Kyle's. And that was the time where I got to be the best man and the DJ. And when I said yes to that, I didn't know how crazy it was going to be. I was like, yeah, sure, I can do that. But we were able to pull it off. and it was a lot of running around and a lot of scrambling, but that was really fun. I was glad I was able to do that for Kyle. Also another one that I did was, my friend Rachel Douglas and her fiance Jacob. That was a really fun wedding down in Milwaukee because it was packed in a tent. It was raining outside, so everybody had to be inside the tent. And so everybody pretty much went hard on the dance floor the whole night. And there's one of my friends that was, might have been a little lost in the sauce at the time, and he was coming up with some very creative dance moves, and it's always a joy to see that too. So you have like your angry drunks, or you have your song request drunks, but then you have your like dancing drunks that are just so loosey-goosey on the dance floor that you cannot control your laughter. And as a DJ, I'm behind the booth, but I'll look at other people that are also people watching, because people watching at weddings is probably one of the best things. And we'll just both notice that this person is severely intoxicated, but they're just letting it all loose on the dance floor. And that's really fun too. Another wedding that I did was, one of my buddies from college, and it was just a really fun time where everybody from my college days was all there, and we all just got to hang out together and, you know, celebrate these two, but, just there. They all came together and we all got to hang out. And just those moments where, you don't really want the night to end, those are the best kind of nights as a DJ, where you just wish you could play all night. And there's some nights where I'm like, can I get out of here? Cause you'll have your dancing crowds, but you'll also have those nights that just seem to drag on. So you think that, okay, I'm playing all these greatest hit songs. Like, these are sure to get anybody on the dance floor if they're a dancer, or even if they have an ounce of dancing in them, but these people would just not dance. And you just keep looking at your watch and you're like, man, I got two more hours to play. And you never think the night's going to end, and you can't be more excited to pack up at the end. And a lot of times it's not even like it's not the people's fault. They just don't like the dancing. They don't like to dance. And so they'll just have me as background music. And I'm okay with doing that too. That can be fun as well. There's some good karaoke songs that, you know, you can't necessarily dance to, and those nights are fine as well. Some thoughts that I've had though, while I've been driving to weddings or driving to different events, and this is terrible, but it's like, what if I don't show up? What if I didn't show up? What would actually happen? And I've never not shown up to a wedding before or an event. So don't worry. If you're planning on having me, I still plan on coming to your event. But it's always like, what if I got into a car accident, or what if I didn't show up? Honestly, what would happen? And to be honest, I mean, like, it would be, I would have to pay them the money that they paid me and all that kind of stuff. But I'd just be curious as to, like, you always have like these weird thoughts in the middle of the day, like, what if I did this? What would really happen? I can't be the only one that has those thoughts, but I would just think like all the text messages or phone calls or different things like that. And you always think that's what keeps us sane, is not acting on those thoughts. So it's like, all right, what if I turned into oncoming traffic or something like that? It's not like that serious as a DJ, but I'm saying like that's what keeps us sane, is making the right choice instead of the opposite choice. So by showing up, I'm doing my job. But if I didn't show up, I wouldn't be doing my job. By driving down the highway on the right side of the highway, I am making the choice not to drive on the wrong side of the highway, thus causing an accident. Hopefully that was able to clear that up. It hasn't been that long of a day, and I just had 3 tacos. So my philosophy might be a little bit weird, but 3 tacos should not make my philosophy weird. That's not really justified. My conversations are just getting weird. I'm by myself. So give me that, please. Give me that. Okay. Also another thought that I have is, what if the bride or groom doesn't show up? So like a runaway bride situation or a runaway groom situation. I've never had that happen either. Every wedding I've gone to, the bride and groom, there's been a marriage. Every wedding that I've gone to, there's been a marriage. Things have happened. The marriage license got signed. Everybody went home happy at the end of the night. Well, mostly everybody went home at the end of the night. I can't guarantee happiness of everyone. That's not possible, but I've never had a wedding where the bride or the groom didn't show up, and I hope I never do, because that would be awkward for everyone involved. And I can say this, I'm going to knock on wood right now. Probably didn't hear that, but all of the weddings that I've DJed so far in 4 years, done about 42 of them, or that's a ballpark number, but none of them have ended in divorce yet, to my knowledge. All of them, the marriages are still continuing after 4 years. Nobody's got a divorce yet. Again, knocking on wood. And I'm going to add that to a resume. It's going to happen. Some of the traditions that I have while being a DJ are whenever I'm done with a gig, I always play Take Me Home by Phil Collins on my way home. Don't know why, but one night it just happened and it made me feel really alive. And I continue it every time that I get done with a gig now. So I always have Phil Collins Take Me Home queued up. And if it's a summer night, like the moon's out, stars are out, roll down the window, just jam out to it. There's nothing better than that. Also, another tradition is Footloose. I always, if I'm at a wedding where I'm comfortable with people, I'll go out on the dance floor. Like if I know at least the bride or I know the groom, so I'm not just randomly dancing with a bunch of strangers, but I at least know one soul on the dance floor, I will dance to Footloose. And I'll also teach, it is my mission to teach everyone how to boot, scoot, and boogie and how to line dance. So I'm going to say about 75% of the weddings that I've done, I've taught people how to boot, scoot, and boogie. I've taught people how to line dance. And I'm line dancing to the way I was taught back in primary school at Hayward Primary. And, you know, I'm trying to continue the art. We're going to bring it back somehow. And I just hope I'm making the world a better place by boot, scoot, and boogie every time. Final tradition that I do is I always like to have a bowl of cereal when I get home to kind of wind down. That's not much, but it's like a bowl of Fruity Pebbles or Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Cheerios, whatever's left in the pantry at the time. I'm mowing that down and just kind of unwinding, but cereal is the way to my heart in the morning and in the evening. Cereal's always there. All right, finally, what does the future hold? I'm not sure, honestly, how long I'm going to DJ for. Well, I know that, I mean, I have a couple contracts for the 2020 wedding season, and two of my friends are getting married in 2021, so I know that to be true, but I don't think I'll be doing this for 25 years. Now, I say that now, and I already got 4 years under my belt, but I don't see myself doing this for 25 years like my dad did. I love weddings, and I love celebrating them, but I'm not sure. It gets to be a certain point where some things are very routine. I mean, every wedding is unique in its own special way. And I can look back at the photos that I take. Let me back up. I have a tradition of taking photos with the bride and groom every night towards the tail end of the evening. And I always like to try to get a picture with the bride and groom to remember that night and to kind of build like a scrapbook over time. And so that way I can remember how each and every night is unique and how it was different. If I didn't take those photos, I think everyone would feel the same. But as I look back at those photos, I can see that things are different and that I can remember that evening for a particular reason. Maybe it was a dance move that somebody did, something weird that somebody did, maybe something awesome that somebody did, whatever the case may be. I've seen a lot of reenactments of Dirty Dancing in my life DJing, but they never get old because somebody's always either bound to fall or they're bound to pull it off. So it's either going to be hilarious or it's going to be awesome. And that's why I still play that song, try to play that song at the end of every evening. Or Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye. Or Fall Out Boy, Thanks for the Memories. Or Sugar, We're Going Down. Those are my go-to songs to end the evening. Or if it's at a bar, I play REO Speedwagon, Time for Me to Fly. But again, as far as the future goes of my DJing career, I'm not sure. I'm going to try to do as much as I can. And I know that I'll hang on to my equipment because you never know when you're going to have to break it out and DJ. Or if a friend gets married or something like that, I want to be able to grab my equipment and just go and do that for them. But I don't know how long I'll continue the business for or DJing at bars and stuff like that. But I'm going to do it as long as I can. And I'm going to have fun doing it. And I've had a blast doing it so far. So hope you enjoyed this. This was kind of a random rambling of my life as a DJ, but I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. And if you made it this far, thank you. And that's the end of this week's podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.